Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Go-Giver. Expanded Edition, a little story about a powerful business idea by Bob Berg and John David Mann, is a short business parable about sales, influence, and professional conduct. Its central character, Joe, is an ambitious worker whose intense effort is not producing the results he expects. Through guidance from Pindar, a respected mentor figure, Joe encounters a sequence of lessons known as the Five Laws of Stratospheric Success. The book presents these laws through narrative rather than through a conventional management framework, making its ideas easy to remember and discuss. Its purpose is not to provide a detailed sales system or operational manual, but to reframe how value, relationships, influence, authenticity, and receptivity function in business. The expanded edition reinforces the continuing relevance of the original argument, sustainable success is more likely when professionals concentrate on creating value for others, rather than extracting immediate advantage from every interaction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the law of value redefines profit around usefulness rather than price. The first major idea in The Go-Giver is that value should not be reduced to the amount of money charged for a product, service, or transaction. The book distinguishes price from value by showing that people willingly exchange money when they believe they receive something meaningfully greater than the cost. This is especially relevant in sales and entrepreneurship, where pressure to close deals can make professionals focus too narrowly on payment, margin, or quota. Berg and Mann argue that durable commercial success begins with improving the buyer side of the exchange. If a customer gains clarity, confidence, time, relief, status, or a better outcome, the transaction becomes more than a transfer of goods. It becomes a value experience. The parable format simplifies this principle, but the reasoning is practical value creates differentiation. A business that competes only on price is easy to replace, while one that consistently adds useful benefits becomes harder to compare. This law, therefore, reframes giving as economically serious, not merely charitable. It suggests that generosity in business is most effective when it increases real usefulness for the person being served. Secondly, the law of compensation connects income to reach and quality of service. The second law expands the book from individual transactions to scale. The Go-Giver proposes that compensation is shaped by how many people a person serves and how well they serve them. This idea is important because it avoids treating generosity as a private virtue with no business consequence. Instead, the book links earnings to contribution multiplied across a larger audience or network. A professional may deliver excellent value to one person, but broader impact comes when that value reaches more people consistently. This principle applies to salespeople building referral networks, entrepreneurs designing scalable services, and leaders shaping cultures that serve customers at multiple points of contact. The law also clarifies that scale alone is insufficient. Serving many people poorly does not produce the same kind of trust, loyalty, or reputation as serving many people well. The reasoning is cumulative when useful service is repeated across more relationships. It creates more opportunities for revenue, referrals, partnerships, and influence. This makes the law both idealistic and practical. It asks readers to think beyond immediate effort and consider whether their work is structured to benefit enough people at a high enough standard. Thirdly, the law of influence treats trust-based relationships as strategic assets. The book presents influence as the result of placing other people's interests at the center of professional interaction. This does not mean abandoning boundaries or accepting every demand. Rather, it means that genuine influence grows when people experience a person as attentive, reliable, and non-manipulative. In the world of the parable, Joe learns that pushing harder for a deal is less effective than becoming the kind of person others want to help, recommend, and do business with. The mechanism is relational trust. People are more likely to listen, cooperate, and refer when they believe a professional is not using them merely as a means to an end. This law is especially relevant in networking and sales because many business relationships are damaged by premature pitching or transactional behavior. The Go-Giver argues that influence is not primarily a technique of persuasion, but a reputation built through repeated concern for others' outcomes. Its practical implication is that long-term opportunity often comes indirectly by investing in relationships without demanding immediate return. A professional increases the likelihood that others will voluntarily open doors, share information, and extend credibility. Fourthly, the law of authenticity challenges technique-driven selling. A distinctive feature of The Go-Giver is its suspicion of purely scripted professionalism. The law of authenticity suggests that the most valuable contribution a person can offer is not only a product, role, or tactic, but the credible presence of the person behind it. In sales and leadership contexts, this matters because customers and colleagues often sense when behavior is overly calculated. A polished technique may help structure a conversation, but it cannot substitute for sincerity, listening, and personal conviction. The book does not reject skill. Rather, it places skill within the larger requirement of trustworthiness. Authenticity makes the earlier laws believable. If a professional claims to create value but appears self-protective or artificial, the claim weakens. If the person is candid, engaged, and consistent, the offer becomes easier to trust. This law also has an internal dimension. It asks readers to identify the strengths, values, and personal style they can bring to work instead of imitating a generic model of success. The result is a more human view of business competence. Effectiveness depends not only on what one knows or sells, but on whether others can recognize a trustworthy person in the exchange. Lastly, the law of receptivity completes the giving model by including receiving. The final law prevents the book from becoming a one-sided argument for endless giving. The go-giver insists that effective giving requires openness to receiving. This is a crucial corrective because many readers may initially interpret the book as saying that success comes from self-denial or constant sacrifice. Berg and Mann instead present giving and receiving as parts of the same exchange system. In business, value must circulate. A professional who refuses help, payment, appreciation, referrals, or opportunity may interrupt the very process that allows generosity to remain sustainable. Receptivity also has a psychological role. People who are uncomfortable receiving may underprice their work, decline support, or turn relationships into imbalanced obligations. The book positions healthy receiving as a form of respect for the exchange, not greed. This law also distinguishes the go-giver from a passive pleaser. The point is not to give without discernment, but to create value while remaining willing to accept the natural returns that flow from service, trust, and contribution. As a conclusion to the five laws, receptivity makes the model more complete and commercially realistic. In conclusion, the go-giver. Expanded edition is best suited for sales professionals, entrepreneurs, managers, consultants, networkers, and readers interested in business ethics presented in an accessible form. It will be especially useful for people who feel trapped in short-term pressure, such as chasing prospects, competing mainly on price, or treating relationships as immediate transactions. Its practical benefit lies in giving readers a simple diagnostic lens. Ask whether an action creates real value, serves enough people well, builds trust, reflects authenticity, and remains open to reciprocal benefit. Its intellectual benefit is the way it reframes generosity as an operating principle rather than a sentimental add-on to business. Compared with more technical sales books, it offers fewer scripts, metrics, or process tools. That limitation matters for readers seeking detailed tactics. However, the book stands out because its parable structure makes its principles memorable and transferable across sales, leadership, networking, and personal conduct. Many business books argue for influence or customer focus, but The Go-Giver differentiates itself by organizing those ideas into five compact laws and dramatizing them through a simple story. It is not a complete business strategy manual, but it is a clear and durable framework for thinking about why value-centered relationships often produce better long-term results than purely self-interested effort. If you would like to support Bob Berg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.